This is Mary Jane, and I'm with
Pirate RC at the San Diego Film Festival.
And we are with
Sophia Garza Barba, director and producer of music videos.
And Angie Hill, cinematographer.
Alright, so ladies, we saw your video for Los Claxons yesterday, right? Bombones? See?
Yes.
Yeah, and so it was a cool video. We had a lot of fun watching it. Can you tell us a little bit about your concept for it?
Well, basically, we shot this video in Mexico, Monterrey, Mexico. This band is from there. People get confused because there's another band called The Claxons, but they're from the UK, but this is a Mexican band.
We shot it in total production, I guess, was maybe a week.
Yeah.
It seems like whenever we shoot in Mexico, the turnaround's really, really fast. We build the set in less than a week, we shoot in one day, and then she usually has to edit and turn it over to the management within.
Within 2 or 3 days or something, so they give me like a week. But yeah, it's usually pretty fast. We have this other friend called Caitlin Wilbert. She's the one that works in our videos doing the production design. So she basically flies in 4 or 5 days before we start shooting, and everything's already set there so she could start building the set. And we all help her, so that's pretty cool. Nice. Be involved in all the process.
Well, how did you guys get into the music video industry?
We used to go to school together, Angie and I, at Brooks Institute of Photography, and that's where we met. And I had to do a portfolio project for us to graduate, so I decided to do a music video because I love music. I used to play the drums and the guitar before, but tell you the truth, I'm not that good. Or I don't know, I'm just like, I guess I'm shy to like play in front of people or something, so I decided to still be involved with music and film at the same time, so why not music videos? We started doing that, and our first music video was for a really big band called Kinky. Then after that, I totally love doing music videos, so that's why I decided to keep going that direction.
Yeah, since Kinky, we've done about 9, I guess, and that's, Kinky was in 2004, and then I guess we had like a year between that and when she shot a video for this band called Porter, who's an up-and-coming, or they're big, I guess, in Mexico at this point. They're very good. And then as soon as that one hit the TV, Espina Blanca kind of blew up, and we've done 7 more in the last
year.
10 months.
Yeah,
not even a year.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and a lot of already, at least half of them have done really, really well on TV.
Cool.
With the public.
So how do you come up with the storyline and how you're going to go about it? Because you definitely didn't go, with the video we saw yesterday, you didn't just go, and you said it yourself, with the typical girls dancing.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Well, basically, I like to like put another vision to things, I guess. I don't know, like, first I listen to a song, and then, I don't know, I guess, like, my dreams and my childhood memories or whatever, like, help me, like, get an idea of what to do with the music videos. I really prefer to watch music videos that are different, that have something different that pop out, you know, instead of having the typical girls dancing and stuff like that. It's just, I mean, everybody does that, so why not do something different? Videos are supposed to be, like, I don't know, more magical, I guess. That's how I see it.
Well, the video you guys entered in the festival is very fun and vibrant, so is that a style that you like to follow?
Yeah, I'm a very playful person and very colorful. I love to have, like, elements like, I don't know, toys and, like, cake and candy and all that in my videos. Almost every video I have has, like, something like that, like toys or cakes or, like, stuffed animals or stuff like that. I think it's just fun to see that.
Yeah, Sophia's style is definitely unique and also there's definitely themes that are prevalent and obvious. Like, all of her work sort of looks the same. A lot of same elements with the fantasy, magical stuff. And also with the production design, like, we, a lot of times we'll build with paper mache and cardboard and really, I don't know, cheaper materials that look kind of more like childish cardboard cutouts and stuff like that.
So is it fun for you to shoot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, shooting in Mexico is a really interesting experience after living and shooting in LA for a while, because there's just, especially in Monterey, the industry there is really more in Mexico City, and a lot of times we're shooting in Monterey, which is like 8 hours north of Mexico City, so there's not a lot of experience there, and there's not a lot of equipment, there's just not a lot of accessibility, and also there's never a lot of time or money, so... And I don't speak any Spanish, which makes it really interesting working with crews that don't speak any English.
You're learning.
I'm learning.
All of a sudden you can see Angie saying, like, no, no, más chiquito, más chiquito. She's just, like, speaking Spanish to the crew. That's cool.
After doing a couple, though, I think I've got the hang of communicating without words.
Well, are there any other noticeable differences between working in LA or in Mexico?
Oh, God.
A lot.
Everything.
Yes.
Everything is totally
like,
different.
Let's say, even the first time I did a music video in Mexico, I remember that the crew was like, oh, my God, you're so professional. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, you use a slate and you have a shot list. And I'm like, well, that's what I'm supposed to do, you know? I respect the fact that, I mean, they work differently over there, but I've been in video shoots that the directors don't have, like, shot lists, and they just, like, say, like, okay, now we're going to do this. But I really like doing the process of having a shot list and knowing what I want so I can be prepared on set and not have anything confused, I guess.
Yeah.
And being the same page with Angie, which is...
Yeah, I guess things are just a little more chaotic in Mexico. Mm-hmm. In general. Mm-hmm. But it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's interesting.
It's fun because there's, like... I mean, there's a lot of really good music video directors in Mexico. But, like, we're probably one of the few women that, like, work on music videos, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. There's not too many ladies doing it down there.
Not too many.
And that's just a unique aspect of your production company, right?
Yeah.
It's generally all women.
Yeah, well, basically we have, the main people, the main departments, like, the head of departments are, like, all girls, so I want to keep it that way.
Well, working with film and media in general is hard for women to get involved in that sort of thing. Do you guys have any advice for girls who are trying to get into it from experience?
Just stick to it. I mean, don't let anybody get you down, you know? It's true, especially working in LA. It's not so easy in certain departments being a girl.
And don't be intimidated by men.
Yeah.
Whatever, we can be better than that. I remember the first day, like, at Brooks, at school, that you had to say, like, what's your goal in life? And I remember I stood up and I said, I want to win an Oscar. Right now, I don't want to win an Oscar. I want to win an MTV award or something. But I remember that, some people laughed and they're like, hey, yeah, right. I'm like, dude, why not? I mean, if you set up a goal in life, you can do it. And don't let anyone tell you that you're not that good, you know, because, I don't know, I guess girls get intimidated because, like, a lot of filmmakers are men.
Yeah.
But it's changing.
I mean, like, we were really surprised to see, just with the 10 videos that were in this festival, that there was another video where the director and DP were both women.
Uh-huh.
We were very stoked to see that.
Yeah.
Do you have any video you remember seeing as a kid or even a teenager that you were like, wow, that's cool, that's totally different? I know I have a few that I think of. That...
Yeah, uh-huh, Take On Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I love that video. When I was little, I don't know what other videos I liked. I liked a lot.
I mean...
Or just
just even in general?
In general, yeah. Let's go.
Well, Michel Gondry, I'm really inspired by him. He's an awesome director.
So what videos has he done in case?
Bjork, Human Behavior.
Okay.
What else? The White Stripes. I don't know. He has done a bunch of really good music videos and also really good films that I
admire.
Yeah, I admire him a lot.
He's very outside of the box.
He's my teacher, even if he doesn't know it.
Okay, well, are you guys working on anything right now, or is there something, any projects coming up that you're excited about?
We actually got a call like 2 days ago that there's this other company in Mexico City that we sort of work for sometimes, Spiderland, and they called us to say that we're gonna do our music video for Timbiriche, which is like a really big band. From Mexico.
Do you guys remember Menudo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were like Menudo's competition in the 80s, and they're having a comeback now. So we're doing their first single.
I think it's their second.
Or their second.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But I mean, it's pretty big, and I'm kind of nervous because, I don't know.
They told us on Thursday that they wanted us to shoot on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
So as soon as we leave here, we have to go to Mexico City
and shoot a video. And it makes me nervous.
Do you have very much ideas time. For this video?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, the reason that they chose me, I don't know, there were like 4 directors that gave them a music video proposal.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they liked our idea, so.
What's the most exciting part of the process for each of you? When you look at pre-production all the way through post, what's the part you get the biggest kick out of?
Shooting, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I basically like grabbing ideas too. I like that process too, like starting to think and getting excited, like, no, let's do this and that. And I don't know. I like every single thing, but yeah, shooting is fun.
For me, it's shooting.
Yeah.
Just because that's what I do.
That's the part you do.
And also, you know, it's always a different story. And
yeah.
The last one that we did was pretty crazy and exciting.
I know.
We were on set for like 28 hours straight.
Wow.
Didn't get much sleep, but it turned out really well.
Yeah.
The client was really happy, and so it was all good in the end. But yeah, it's always just a different, exciting experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, is there anything you guys would like to say to close this out?
Check out our MySpace, myspace.com/GarzaBarba. That's GarzaBarba.
Okay, great.
Right? Or espinablanca.com.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the interview.